or something. All right, guys, coming up next, I want to hear from Finn Coe. That's this guy.
I've been up here before, but this is my first time telling the truth, so I'll keep it short. All right. For a smart kid, I wasn't very bright. I blissfully didn't notice, failed to put together, or outright misremembered many things as a child. I was very surprised to learn as an adult that the beloved childhood classic Groundhog Day does not in fact end the way I remember it, with Bill Murray driving off a cliff with Punxsutawney Phil. There is, as it turns out, a whole second half of the movie that I had simply forgotten. Likewise, there is a lot more to the plot of The Saint than just the scene where Val Kilmer steals the secrets of cold fusion from out of Elizabeth Shue's bra. And that weird birthmark that my mom's always had, took me 2 decades to realize that, yeah, that's absolutely a tattoo. There were a few things that penetrated my enthusiastic ignorance. A few books, movies, and events whose meaning I had not only remembered, but understood. One example, I watched That Thing You Do, and it stuck. How could it not? It had Tom Hanks from the movie Big, where at the end he pitches a toy company on the concept of Beast Wars transfusers, and that's how it ends. It had a main character who wore sunglasses inside. It cemented my respect for Liv Tyler as an actor. It was a great movie, and it stayed with me. So years down the line, after I'd pulled a reverse Oneaters and left the West Coast to make it big in the Midwest. I work on being an artist and a performer and an entertainer, and I meet other bright sparks, other funny and interesting and talented people. And if I'm never the most talented, at least I'm almost always the hardest working, reliable, steady, on beat. I'm Spartacus. Some more years down the line. I'm in Chicago now, and I've since rewatched Groundhog Day, The Saint, and That Thing You Do, and a lot of things make a little more sense now. I've got my own group. We're a theater company. Or at least I know we're a theater company, even if some of the others think of it as a sketch group or a temporarily misguided improv team or just some friends messing around. But we've put on a bunch of shows. We're smart. We're funny. We are stylish. We've gotten into almost every comedy festival we've applied to. We've won a couple of meaningless cage matches. We've made some cool new friends and some exciting new rivals. And we're on our way up, and the sky's the limit. And we're in a cool new comedy festival that another friend of mine has started, and I get to help with it. And I'm taking classes at the Second City, and I've met someone, and it's all finally coming together, just like in That Thing You Do. And then the record skips, and I lose the beat. Not all at once, but my friend has her festival taken away from her, and the smartest, funniest guy I know does the smart thing and leaves the group. And then it's my theater company. And then maybe not everyone wants to be in a theater company. Some get out of the game. Some move away. Some don't get along as artists anymore. Some don't get along as friends. I stop taking classes. I make the decision to call it a day for my theater company. That's what happens in That Thing You Do. Jimmy quits, Lenny gets married, the bass player joins the Marines. Mr. White says it's a common tale. I always remembered this scene. It's a common tale. And Guy protests, but we still have a hit record. And Mr. White agrees that the Wonders do indeed have a hit record. They're the one-hit wonders. A very common tale, he says. I wasn't all that bright when I was a kid, but I wasn't a total write-off. I remember that that's still not quite how the movie ends, because it's about more than just the Wonders. It's about moving on, about finding out what you want for yourself. In the closing credits, it says that Guy and Faye get married and found the Puget Sound Conservatory of Music, where Guy teaches jazz composition. And that stupid, very cliched montage snapshot stuck with me all those years. Through the good, through the bad. Sometimes groups fall apart. Sometimes people don't get along. Sometimes what you made is taken away from you. Sometimes you're not really the Beatles after all. But no one can stop you from playing, and you still might get the girl. And today, I'm up here. And I got this. And some of my dreams have changed. And I'm still very grateful that I get to pursue them as they change. And if you only remember one thing from all of this, remember, No one can stop you from doing that thing you do.
Thank you, Finn. That's some truth. No one can stop you from doing that thing you do. No one can stop you from playing, whether it's, you know, on a makeshift stage at Peacock Brewing or on a street corner somewhere in somebody's dream. No one can stop you. God.